express some interest in maybe a little bit of chanting for the Sangha. So it was an idea would be to start the Dharma talks. This could be my talk, but also when you're listening in the in-between weeks to talks, to start with the Namo Tassa phrase. I don't really have a really good chanting voice, but I'm willing to try it anyways. So for those who are unfamiliar with it, the phrase is Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa, which means homage to the perfectly enlightened one, to the Buddha, homage to the Buddha. We'll chant the phrase three times. And it's also the way that monastics in Asia start their talk, usually, at least in our tradition. And yeah, since the Buddha is our teacher, we pay homage to him because we're here basically because of him. We're sitting here and we can practice meditation and practice the Dharma because of him. So it's a good way to start a talk, start a teaching. So if you know it, please join in. If you don't, yeah, just listen and you can join in whenever you feel like, oh, I'm getting a hang of this. Starting to feel what it's like. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā Yeah, so I was thinking for the talk, maybe it's nice to start with a series of talks that are maybe related to our practice, some maybe, yeah, practical guidelines, some inspiration, just some ways of like, yeah, really getting some guidance on practice, and also not only just for sitting here, but also for our daily lives as well. And one of the things that is probably like a thing for people could be balancing effort. So I was thinking of starting with that today, with that topic. And it can be a challenge to balance our effort. And sometimes, you know, we just strive a bit too much. We really start to, you know, want a certain outcome in our meditation, or I want a certain state of mind to happen, or we want to be a good meditator. So that's one aspect of balancing effort. And the other one is that we get a bit lazy, or we start to slack, or we start to space out and just kind of not really doing much. So this is kind of a universal challenge in our practice, and it is really integral to meditation practice to balance this not enough versus too much effort. And even at the time of the Buddha, this was coming up. Like for example, there's a sutta, a discourse where there's a monk called Sona who was doing walking meditation until the soles of his feet were bleeding. So he was putting in probably a little bit too much effort in his practice. And in the suttas, it says the Venerable Sona, the monk, was thinking, which is described in suttas, I am one of the Buddha's most energetic disciples, yet my mind is not freed from defilements by not grasping. But my family has wealth. I could enjoy that wealth and make merit. Why don't I resign the training and return to a lesser life so I can enjoy my wealth and make merit? So the Buddha, with his special powers knew that Sona was thinking. And he went over to talk to him. And the conversation went like this. What do you think, Sona? When you were still a layman, weren't you a good harp player? Sona said, yes, sir. When your harp's strings were tuned too tight, was it resonant and playable? No, sir. When your harp strings were tuned too slack, was it resonant and playable? No, sir. But when your harp's strings were tuned neither too tight nor too slack, but fixed at an even tension, was it resonant and playable? Yes, sir. In the same way, Sona, when energy is too forceful, it leads to restlessness. When energy is too slack, it leads to laziness. So, Sona, you should apply yourself to energy and serenity. Find a balance of the faculties and learn the pattern of this situation. So, the Buddha is pointing out here, neither too much energy nor not enough energy will work. And it's just like with a string instrument, you need to kind of tune it. You need to kind of like balance it. And we'll need to find the right tone, he says, the Buddha. And I think in the West, we have a bit of a tendency to try too hard, really do our best, really want to make it happen, really wanting the meditation to get somewhere, or we want to get something, or striving for, you know, whatever it is, a good meditation, being a good meditator, not experiencing something like a painful feeling or wanting to experiencing something pleasant. And it's a good idea to check into the body if that happens. Is there maybe a like a little bit of a push or a pull in the body, like wanting to go forward, maybe even leaning forward? There can be tension in the body, in all of the muscles all over the body, in the jaw, maybe in the chest. There can be discomfort or restlessness in the body, wanting to move. We can also look at the mind when it happens. Mind is usually not calm. A lot of thoughts going on, a lot of pressure, a lot of wanting. And it's good to realize that striving is often about wanting something that isn't here. And what I said, just said, like wanting to be mindful, just wanting mindfulness to be here, wanting to be calm, wanting to be a good meditator, etc. It is like a non-acceptance of this present moment in a way. Like in a way, we're not really dropping into the moment. In a way, we're kind of leaning forward to something else. So what do we do? What do we do? We, like we said, we check into the body. And we can also start to see like this moment exactly as it is. Like recognize this striving tendency. Recognize what it feels like in the body. Recognize what it feels like in the mind. Become really familiar with it. Become really familiar with this pattern. It might be a pattern for you. And we can give it a gentle label, like, oh, striving is present, just recognizing, or over-efforting is present. Recognizing what you're striving for. Is it a good meditation? Is it to be a good meditator? Is it for calmness? Just recognizing that. So this recognition, recognizing is always the first step. If we don't recognize it, it's just gonna run in the background. It's gonna run the show in the background. Well, if we start to recognize what is happening, we can start to feel a choice point at some point. Like we might be a choice of doing something else. And the first choice is to be aware and to see what's happening. We can just choose to be present for what is happening. And what can also help is to invite the body and the mind to relax. Just a gentle, simple invitation can sometimes already help to let go. I'm thinking I could stop here and continue next week with this talk.